cara, assim, terminando na base. There are two extremes. And in any aspect of our lives, in any sphere, every extreme is harmful. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during every rakat that we perform, and we say to him, show us the straight path, guide us to the straight path. This as-siratul mustaqim, the straight path, is the path which is free from any extremism. It is the path of moderation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes every type of extreme. Every teaching of Sharia is based on i'tidal and moderation. Salat is based on moderation, zakat is based on moderation, all devotion, all ibadat, all sadaqat, khairat, striving against your own nafs. In everything there is moderation. Three companions, radiyallahu anhum, came visiting the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they did not find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home. So they asked Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha about the devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were under the impression that because he is the Sayyidul Mursaleen, so upon entry into the home he must be taking his place on the musalla and performing his salat and sobbing and crying and weeping away, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing akhirah. There must be no contact with the wives, away from food and sleep. When Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha explained to them the routine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes into the home, he sits with us, he jokes with us, he talks to us, he helps us in our household works, he performs salat, he goes to sleep, he fasts, he doesn't fast. Life of moderation, fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of the wives, fulfilling the rights of his own body, fulfilling the rights of friends. So when they heard the details from Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, which was in total contradiction to their assumption. كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله تعالى عنها could notice from their faces that they thought that the ibadat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very little. Because they had drawn a picture of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam themselves according to their thoughts, their assumptions that this is how a Prophet should be and this is how a Prophet must be and this is how a Prophet may be. And when they heard the details of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam contradictory to what they were thinking, they thought that this ibadat is very little. But it was not possible for the Sahaba-e Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'een to think negative about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved them from this grave sin. So they immediately said, Aina nahnu minan nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately. They had no negative thought about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, oh, he is the Prophet of Allah and he goes to sleep and he sleeps from Isha until Tahajjud. What type of Nabi is this? They never thought that. Immediately they said that how can we compare ourselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does he need to do so much? Because his one sajda is equivalent to the sajdas of the whole ummah. In just one sajda, the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he acquired through one sajda only. It is equivalent to the sajdas of the whole ummah. Him saying subhanallah once, his ikhlas, his total devotion at that time, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ikhlas of the Sahaba-e Kiram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in was so profound and so high that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if one of my Sahabi, not specifically Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali radiallahu anhu, any of my Sahabi, any common Sahabi, any unknown Sahabi, was to spend one mud or half a mud, a very small measure, half mud or one mud in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will be equivalent to a non-sahabi spending something equivalent to the Mount Uhud. If a non-sahabi was to spend something equivalent to Mount Uhud and my sahabi was to spend the same thing equivalent to one mud or half a mud, they will both get the same reward. Because the ikhlas of the Sahaba-e Kiram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in was matchless. So if that was the ikhlas of the Sahaba or a common Sahabi, then what about the ikhlas of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu? And then the ikhlas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said, Aina nahnu minan nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot compare ourselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can sleep after Isha and do Tahajjud Salat and he doesn't have to fast on a regular basis and he can occupy himself with his wives as well, because after doing all these things, if he takes out a little time for ibadat, that little time is enough for him. But we are different. We are not the Rasul of Allah. We are not the Nabis of Allah. Therefore, we will have to exert more effort to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of them said, Inni akumul layl wala anamu abada. I will stand in qiyam throughout the night from today. I will never sleep at night. And the other one said, Inni asum wala uftiru abada. From today I will begin to fast and I will never leave fasting throughout my life. It's
which is the extreme.
And the third one said, وَإِنِّي لَا أَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَىٰ, and I will not marry. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was listening to their conversation. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived, she said, three buzurgs had come today. This was her responsibility, and she was very intelligent. She knew that there was something wrong.
They have misunderstood the religion. That is why she is putting the case forward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Three buzurgs had come, and one of them has said that, I will never sleep at night from today. And the other one said, I will never eat during the day. I will always fast. And the third one said, I will never marry.
So all three of them are dedicating themselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that they are forgetting their own rights.
And fulfilling the right of your body is also the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
They are also forgetting the rights of their women. Because if a person fasts continually, he will not be able to fulfill the rights of his wife. If a person is not sleeping during the night, he will not be able to fulfill the rights of his wife.
He will not be able to fulfill the rights of his dependents.
He will not be able to fulfill the rights of his visitors. With this burden on his head, that I have to always remain in worship, he will not even smile with his guests.
They said, three buzurgs had come, and this is the promises they have made, and they have left from here.
Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out looking for them. And he knew where they were. He knew that they must be sitting in the masjid at this moment.
These emotions and these thoughts have overpowered them, so they must be in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the masjid, and he spoke to all three of them, and he said, Inni akhshakum lillahi wa atqakum.
There is no one more God fearing than me, and there is no one with more taqwa than me.
If it is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if it is the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if it is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is leading you to do this, then you would have seen these qualities in me more. Because I am more God fearing than you, and I have more taqwa than you.
Inni akum wa arqud.
But my quality is that I do qiyam in tahajjud, and I go to sleep as well. Sometimes from Isha till Fajr I am in Qiyam, and sometimes from Isha till the last moments of tahajjud I am sleeping. Sometimes I go to sleep straight after Isha, and then I wake up, and then I go to sleep again. Inni aqumu wa arqud. I do Qiyam and I also sleep.
Wa asumu wa uftir. And I fast and I also break fast. Breakfast means I don't fast the following day. I fast one day, break, leave the following day. I fast for a few days. I leave the fast for a few days. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in narrate hadith in Mishkat Sharif and also Bukhari Sharif, that he used to fast continually for so many days that we used to begin to feel that he is not going to leave fasting until he departs from this world now. And then suddenly he used to stop fasting. And for so many days he used to go without fasting that we used to feel that he is never going to fast now.
Inni asumu wa uftir. Wa atazawwajun nisa. And I also marry women. Not one, more than one.
This is moderation. Moderation. We fulfill the rights of Allah, the rights of ourselves,
rights of those who are dependent upon us, and the rights of the people around us. We find the same thing in the hadith of Hadrat, in the story of Hadrat Abu Darda and Hadrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu
same as this emotion of buzurgi overpowered him as well.
And he used to spend the whole night in ibadat and whole day fasting.
When Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, they were friends. And the verse of hijab was not revealed yet. So he saw Umme Darda radiallahu anha.
She was in simple clothes. Everything was simple from head to toe.
So he immediately understood that she is not adorning herself. That means there is some problem between the husband and wife.
If the husband is affectionate towards the wife and if he has inclination towards the wife always adorns herself,
and similarly the husband. Because it is pass and parcel of this life. And it is the right of the husband
that the wife remains clean and she adorns herself for the husband.
And similarly it is the right of the wife also. So he asked, how is Abu Darda? Oh, he is very pious. Very pious. My husband, don't talk about him.
MashaAllah. He performs Salat from Isha till Fajr. And then he fasts from Fajr until Maghrib Salat. So if somebody is performing Salat throughout the night and fasting throughout the day, will he have any time for his wife?
So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu immediately understood that extreme has overtaken Abu Darda radiallahu anhu.
So that Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu decided to spend the night in Abu Darda's home.
The meal was cooked for him. It was during the day.
So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu served him. He put the dastarkhan. He spread the dastarkhan for him. He put the food prepared down. He said, brother,
enjoy your meal.
So he said, you will also join me. He said, I am fasting. So he said, you will break your fast.
You will eat with me.
So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was forced to break the fast by Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Then after Isha Salat,
when Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was shown his bedding and he was asked to retire by Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, so Hazrat Salman Farsi, what about you? So he said, I am going to perform Salat. He said, you go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Then during the night a few times he got up and he wanted to start his ibadat, but Hazrat Abu Darda was forced by Hazrat Salman to go back to sleep.
And then in the last part of the night, at the prime time of tahajjud, Hazrat Salman got up and he said, oh Abu Darda, come, let us perform our salah.
And thereafter he said, inna li jasadika alika haqqan.
Your body has right over you. Wa inna li ahlika alika haqqan. And your wife has right over you. Wa inna li zawrika alika haqqan.
And your visitor has also right over you.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights over us every.
And to fulfill all these rights is ibadat. Ibadat is not to fulfill one's desire. Our desire is to fast every day. But Allah does not want us to fast every day.
This is where the test lies, whether we fulfill our desires or the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Our desire is to stay away from the wife every day, perform ibadat throughout the night.
And we to ourselves are thinking that I am striving against my nafs, that I am staying, despite my desires, I am staying away from the wife.
And it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill the right of the wife. It is also part of her right to spend night with her. So at that time,
which path does a person choose? Does he follow his wishes or does he follow the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So alhamdulillah, we have understood from the movies that we need to take the moderate path in everything.
Moderate path. Farz is farz. Wajib is wajib. There is no moderate. That is already a moderate. But to perform five times salat regularly, that is already a moderate path.
we have to pick and choose and abstain from extreme when it comes to the nawafil actions.
How do we intermingle with our friends, with our families? How much do we eat? How do we eat? And if Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was in need of a sheikh, then we are also in need of a sheikh. If it wasn't for Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu may have remained in that condition for a very long time. So a sahabi of the caliber of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, if he requires a sheikh to admonish him and to show him the path of moderation, then we also need a sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to follow his commands. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand the path of moderation and also to follow the path of moderation. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.